this is Allie Catton. I guess there was something else you listened to, so this is WrestleMania Podcast.
Welcome to the podcast that has already lost a member of its on-air talent. This is WrestleMania, and we have a special episode today. I am the King of Bong Style, Brad Scott. To my left is usually Fireball Eric, but unfortunately, he passed away. And by that, I mean he passed away out of Indiana to New York to go work on big WrestleMania things coming up. And so we are actually honored because for the first time in the show's history, we have an actual wrestling expert on the show with us. We are joined by the goddess, Nikki.
Hello. Hi.
How does it feel to be filling the shoes? Sweaty?
Sweaty and
a little smelly.
Kind of roomy, actually.
Yeah, you got a lot of room to work with over there.
I've got room to move around.
Eric has to squeeze into that seat.
Yeah.
And of course, off camera, but here, trust us, he will have his camera back up at some point. Fresh Produce.
Hey. Yep.
Wave so they know you're here.
They just saw my hand moving a microphone.
So. Okay, perfect.
doing big production things.
So there is so much that happened last night on Raw. There's so much that is going on in wrestling. We have the Lucha Underground season finale, the Mixed Match Challenge news, and of course, big news about Survivor Series. So obviously we start with, Nikki, how was your weekend?
It was great.
What did you do?
I went to the gym.
Okay.
Yeah, because I do that now. I officially am stronger than Eric.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's good.
Wait, just now?
No, probably for a long time, but now it's official.
It's official, okay.
It's official. It's been written down on the internet.
Did you guys do a test of strength yet?
No, we don't have to.
That's a new WrestleMania video that's coming soon.
But we will set that up. That's actually genius.
So how much wrestling did you watch this week? And did you catch the Lucha Underground season finale?
0 minutes.
Did you catch the season premiere?
No.
Did you watch Raw last night?
No, Eric is gone.
That is the perfect way to start. But no, let's get Fresh can take the wheel here for a minute. Okay, so we're starting on my rundown. We have up at the top, 13 years ago, we lost Eddie. Of course, referring to Eddie from the movie It. That was actually 27 years ago when that 1990 TV movie came out. It's a strange thing to honor on the show. But we will miss you. Eddie Brack, I believe was his name.
Also, I got my years wrong because 13 is way less than 27. Sorry about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So, no, we lost Eddie Guerrero.
13 years ago. Cool thing on Lucha Underground, tying into the next thing, his daughter debuted at Lucha Underground Part 2 of their season finale. She is going to be a wrestler/announcer.
Did she lie, cheat, or steal?
No, but Chavo.
Disappointing.
Chavo came out. They did the whole...
Lowrider?
No, he did a sneak attack. And then she...
On her?
No. So they have a Leo Rush type character.
Mm-hmm. Small black man.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
With a loud voice.
But he came out to interrupt her. And then she, you know, talked about the heritage of her family in Lucha Libre. And then Chavo came out, sneak attack from behind. And then she... hit him with the Three Amigos suplexes, and then Chavo did a frog splash. So it was pretty cool.
That is where you do a shot of tequila before you give someone a suplex. It's a very difficult move to pull off.
I could do it.
She's like, that's the kind of wrestling I can get into. Okay, so Chavo comes out.
Yep.
Was there any other, like, Eddie tribute? I can't believe they didn't do a Lowrider.
Yeah, well... Lucha Underground is held in, like, a meatpacking warehouse, so there's not a whole lot of room for cars.
What? I feel like there'd be more room for cars. How do you get the meat then? Is Lucha just... Do you have to be a mask to be a luchador?
No, Chavo doesn't wear a mask.
And he's still considered a Lucha.
Yep.
Okay.
Jake Strong, who you might know as Jack Swagger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely doesn't wear a mask.
He's kind of a racist angle towards Mexicans in the WWE a few years ago.
And now he does the, like, We the People, like, chest slam thing, but just yells strong when he hits himself.
Ah, parody. So, that's protected.
And the big news coming out of that, the matches were all awesome. You should go watch them if you haven't. But the big news coming out of it, so they do, they have this, like, long ongoing story that's, like, been told over the last four seasons of the show. So if you like stories in wrestling, you should definitely check it out. But they're more supernatural. Like, Aerostar is actually an alien able to see the future who can fly to outer space.
I can't stand all that supernatural. You're a different persona.
And then Phoenix literally rose from the dead. They sacrifice people to the gods. It's actually a pretty fun
thing. Yeah, because we have, I see this, so... We have Jack Swagger defeats Pentagon Dark, which we all know is R-Truth in the WWE. And they cash in of Gift of the Gods belt.
So that is a seven-person tournament, almost. Kind of like you get seven pieces of the Money in the Bank briefcase.
Ah.
And then there's a seven-man match for the Gift of the Gods belt. And then that person gets the Money in the Bank belt, basically.
Okay, so wait. So you get... So you wrestle six other guys to win one belt to fight for another belt.
Right. So it's...
Seems like excessive belts. Like, so, they got a good deal on belts. They just needed to come up with things to use the belts for.
With these belts.
The gods is... There's seven gods of seven different tribes. It's a whole convoluted story. If you haven't listened to any of it, it doesn't make any sense. But basically, each god's medallion goes into the belt. So, like, the little side pieces that everyone gets, like AJ Styles. Yeah. So, like, there's seven of those, and then that belt gets wrestled for. And it's supposed to be for you cash it in, and then the next week you get the match. But earlier on in the season, we find out at the end of the season that one of the gods is possessing Jack Swagger. So, one of the other gods...
I thought he was possessed during that whole anti-Mexican angle in WWE.
So one of the other gods is possessing the Vince McMahon character, and he's like, oh, no, you can cash it in whenever you want. We're taking that stipulation away. So Pentagon and Marty the Moth have an insane hardcore match. Both of them are just like Stone Cold Steve Austin bloody at the end of it. The Vampiro comes into the ring, and he's like Pentagon's like trainer master guy.
You can tell by the name. Vampiro is a werewolf character.
Yeah. And so he beats down Pentagon, and then another one of the gods comes in, and that's Vampiro's master, and he beats the shit out of Pentagon.
Ooh, watch your language there. 2018.
And then Jake Strong comes out and cashes in the Gift of the Gods title.
Okay, so yeah, I like the idea, though, more of them just having excessive belts and having to get away. Like, I imagine they show up to catering, and it's like, all right, everybody, do you get your two-drink belts? Make sure you get your two-drink belts. They're only good at this location. You'll get new ones at the next one. So we have, let's move on to the winners of the Mixed Match Challenge. Get number 30 for the Royal Rumble.
So right now...
Is the finals Miz and Asuka versus Charlotte and AJ?
No. Miz and Asuka are undefeated, and Braun Strowman and I can't remember who his partner are undefeated currently. But the finals haven't happened. It's a 14-week round-robin tournament. It's
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So eventually we'll find out who
that is. That's the longest storyline commitment really they've made. Time. Yeah.
And also they get a all expenses paid vacation to anywhere in the world that they want. That was another thing that was added onto that.
What do you
want
to bet? It coincides with wherever Raw or Super Showdown or whatever the hell else they got coming up is.
But yep. So
that is a high stake. They didn't even mention that on Raw, did they?
Nope.
Wow, that's weird. That seems like a big deal.
I think that got announced today. So.
Although, does it make... I don't know. I feel like they're devaluing the Rumble.
Well, also, the 30 spot...
I at least like seeing them to draw when they...
The 30 spot has been the troll spot for the last few years anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So,
like, well, at least it's good to know.
Yeah.
And get it out of the way. Although, they'll still boo whoever it is.
Yeah.
So, then next. This is big news. Becky Lynch, sister of yours...
Yes.
A fellow ginger.
Yes.
Broke her nose.
Oh.
She got a broken nose last night. If you didn't see it, one of the best endings of Monday Night Raw they've had in a long time. So Ronda Rousey, you know who she is.
Yes.
Her and Becky Lynch, Ginger.
Yeah.
Aunt Becky, as we call her on the show. Although is Nia Jax becoming, or Tamina? It's Tamina. That's who I was thinking of from last night. Tamina is becoming the new Aunt Tammy.
Oh my God.
Like she can't catch a break. When the crowd was like, you know, when they were announcing like who's on the team and they get to Tamina, she's kind of like looking around the crowd like, man, I can't get an applause.
Yeah, no, her
can't get heat.
Her introduction was amazing from Alexa as well. She was like, and
well, yeah, because she fucked up. She's like a 7-time champion, Hall of Famer, former champion, and a current, you know, next challenger for the belt. And Tammy, her dad murdered a prostitute, or her mother, whichever one it is. Wait, no, it wasn't her dad, I guess. It was her uncle.
The redheaded lady just won something, right?
She just won the belt on SmackDown.
Okay. Was that the night when it was only ladies?
Yes.
Okay,
and then,
see?
So she had the belt then.
Yeah, she defended it then.
She defended it, but that was like, but that was almost like...
Yeah, that was
because you knew you didn't know whichever way it went, that person was going to be the champion for a little bit. So it was like a bigger match than a normal, because a normal title match, you're like, oh, they may just change this tomorrow. But that one had more meaning to it. And so Becky won that, and she has been now, parading herself as the man.
Okay.
Because she's so good. She's the man.
Yeah.
Which does, Ronda Rousey had a good point, does seem to be a little, you know, counterproductive to the whole women are equal. A
little bit, yeah.
I'm so good, I have a penis.
Yeah.
And so, but if only I could find one. Ah, Aunt Becky. And so she comes out and like, which, I don't know, it seemed a little confusing because she didn't ever come out to the ring when Ronda was there.
No, it started it started as a backstage thing where Becky attacked Ronda in her dressing room. And put her in the disarmor.
Holy shit, I completely forgot about that first part.
And then she walks out, and there's like 7 other ladies in the ring. And then Becky just marches to the ring like she's going to take everyone.
Well, no, she marched to the ring like she knew she had 6 other people backing her up coming from the sides, which is exactly what happened. It turns into a melee. In that melee, everyone was blaming Dana Brooke.
Yeah.
Tough year for Dana Brooke. She lost her fiance. Thanks for bringing him up. And then... Now, she's been blamed over the past 24 hours for possibly ruining one of the biggest main events people have been excited for in a long time. And then we found out later today that was not true.
No.
So what happened was during this melee, right, of this scripted pretend fighting, Nia Jax, who's working her way towards Ant, but is still more wrestler. Okay. She's the big one. Apparently just grabbed her face and punched it.
Yeah, it looked like the most legit punch I've seen.
We should have gotten that video. I want to see that. And so then that now, like, so you could tell right away something had happened,
right?
Because on TV, like, her face was just covered in blood. And then now they're thinking concussion.
So she has a broken nose for sure.
So if she has a concussion, she's not going to be able. I don't know, though, because... Okay, so, I mean, they have football players that go head-to-head. Those guys clear.
Alexa Bliss has been out for 3 weeks.
Yeah, but she seems to be a little more built. And Becky does.
Okay, concussions don't matter.
Wait, which one has been out for a few weeks?
Well, I think 100%
Alexa Bliss
does.
The tiny one.
The itty-bitty one.
I think if you're a lot smaller, you can't absorb the blow as much as somebody.
I mean, I'm trying to.
Your skull would be thicker if you're bigger, right?
I don't think that's how
skulls work.
No.
You should have gotten a medical expert for this show.
Well, let me tell you.
You just said you didn't know. All right, let's go into Raw, the show. So we have the tag team battle royal.
No,
we did not.
Braun Strowman.
Yeah, so. Which we watched on the way up here, the What Culture video. I agree with that guy 100%. It was a little annoying. And so you have all these, like, you're like, oh, this tag team battle royal. These are the tag teams of Raw. These are the strongest guys we have. And then one guy just comes out and beats everybody's ass.
Yeah. Like 14 people.
And who was
people.
That?
And that was big guy with tight tank top.
He wears the,
yes.
And but it goes down to here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
See, I know who I'm talking about. Yeah. All right.
That's actually how Vince describes it. He's the guy that wears the tank tops that go below his tits.
Braun Strowman's nip slips is actually a thing on the internet too. So
we need to follow that account. here's the problem when they do this is you have these guys that you're trying to build up as like they're legitimate threats, but then one guy comes out and it's like a James Bond or a Batman movie where all he has to do is give one glancing blow to anyone and they just and they fall apart. So that was a tad bit. Although I noticed tag teams on Raw small.
Yeah,
those just a lot of small guys. Revival are not big guys.
Bobby Roode and Chad Gable. Lucha House Party, the B Team.
B Team are probably the two biggest guys, to be honest.
Those two in AOP.
Well, no, but AOP wasn't in it. The Ascension was, and they're bigger.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you have like two big tag teams and then a bunch of little guys. So, we'll get to that later. The Braun Stephanie promo was good.
Yeah.
Right? Ronda held her own, proving every week how much she is the GOAT. I hope Eric's watching right now. There's no one here to challenge me. This is great. This might be a whole Ronda episode.
Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, Eric.
She doesn't care about her bad reputation. That's her song.
Yes.
So, I'm so sorry, what did you Eric. Think of the Corbin thing?
I just don't like
Feels
Corbin.
Like a demotion to Braun, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I just don't like Corbin. Like, it could be literally anyone else.
Well, I mean, honestly, though, kind of benefits Corbin. So think about it this way. So, Braun Strowman gets... Oh, no, because he's going to do that match before Lesnar. As I say, if he wins the title from Lesnar...
Yeah, he gets to...
But then Corbin would be in the main event for the title.
Here's what happens is at Survivor Series, Baron Corbin screws over the Raw team, and then it doesn't matter.
Just to get out of the fight?
Just to get out of fighting Braun Strowman.
I actually like that angle, though. Right, but we don't know if it's going to happen. They may have him squash him the next night.
Predictable.
And put up, start promoting Lesnar and Strowman.
I mean,
although wait, there's going to be another pay-per-view in December, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be a Raw one.
I mean, I think they're all kind of just combined.
No, but what I'm saying is who's going to be the champion going into the Rumble?
It'll be
Lesnar's already booked through Mania. I don't see him losing it.
It'll be Brock Lesnar.
So he's going to beat Strowman again?
Yeah.
Then what's the point?
There isn't one.
Okay. That's it. All right.
I say that.
So then we had Aunt Tammy come down. And she defeats Ember Moon, still a wrestler, not an aunt.
I don't even know who these people are. Ones I don't know.
Ember Moon is one of my favorite wrestlers, and she's getting booked so poorly.
She's the black girl with orange eyes.
Okay.
That's not racist. That's just a physical description.
Okay.
But
she has those fake contacts that make her eyes orange, or they're just really weird
color? No, she
has
the fake contacts. They slip from time to time, and then she just looks like she has a lazy eye.
She goes into her Shawn Michaels impression and starts super picking everyone.
Her hair thins out. Pointless match. Then Corey Graves did a good interview with Seth Rollins, but I didn't really care that much about the Dean Ambrose thing. Seth Rollins is one of wet hair. Wet hair, beard, Jesus. He looks like Jesus.
No.
They call him CrossFit Jesus, to be honest.
Well, I am now, that is what I will call him. I just have to see him and put it
You'll
together.
See him here in a second.
When we get to our preview.
Okay.
He gets interviewed by Corey Graves, and I don't know. I've just not cared about this as much as I should.
Well, it's because this is not the match going into Survivor Series.
No, and that's weird that it's... Like, usually there's some sort of, like... Is he going to show up on SmackDown?
Who, Dean?
No, Seth.
No, there's going to be no build. This match does not matter. It's like they're not booking Shinsuke.
You know
to
what, though?
Anything.
But are they possibly doing that? Because they're like, these, maybe, because I'm sure they've done some house shows or something to.
Yeah, but.
So they thinking like this match is going to be so good they don't need the build?
Yeah, this match could steal the show.
Okay.
Legitimately.
Ooh, that's an interesting thing there. Like, is it going to steal the show with no build? Because that's impressive, right? If it steals the show with absolutely no build behind it, it's like watching a movie halfway through and it still being the greatest movie of all time.
Yeah, both guys can just go. So, like, wrestling-wise, this is probably the best match on the card.
Ooh, we're going to have to see if that comes back as the steal. I'm sure that's a question on PW Wrestling Sheets. Right? PWI.
PW Scorecards?
PW Scorecards.
At PW Scorecards on Twitter.
PW Scorecards. Fill one out. The Goddess is going to fill one out this week, too, right?
Yeah. I think I did that.
Yes, we did that for the
And it was horrific. I did not do very well.
But I think you still almost... Wasn't she close to Eric?
No.
No.
I think she
was
close to Eric.
It was like half.
There's no one here to correct her.
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, I think I beat Eric.
I think she beat Eric.
I did?
I mean, it makes sense. You're a wrestling expert.
Right.
Yeah, no,
I
Eric. Eric just switched names. That's what happened.
He's just a casual fan.
Yeah.
So next we have the Drew Dolph thing with Finn Balor.
It was whatever.
It was what it is. It was interesting, though, to kind of see the dynamic between McIntyre and Ziggler when he insults him.
But Dolph said nothing that entire segment and, like, added so much just by being the non-talking.
Stance.
Yeah.
Well, Dolph's really good.
Yeah.
It just, like, I don't know. That's always been something that's frustrated me. Dolph, like, even Rollins, really. What's been his big push type of thing since he lost that title from injury?
The problem is injuries. They don't want to push him because they're afraid of injury. It's the same thing that happened to Finn. He was the first Universal Champion.
Yeah, but that dude's been wrestling nonstop for a year now.
It doesn't matter.
No, for a few years.
It doesn't matter.
I don't think
he's
had an injury in a while.
They're all smaller guys, and they've all been injured. It doesn't matter to Vince.
That's right. And none of them have the HIV yet.
Obviously.
I gave it to Roman. My friend Luke gave it to him. Leukemia. All right, Riot Squad. Talk and beat up that. Blah.
I like the Riot Squad. It's a nothing segment.
No, it's horrible. And then they put her on the team.
Yep.
Like, this feels like a Mean Girls episode. You know that, don't you?
I know that.
You want to talk Mean Girls?
Yeah. No.
Just get away from all this wrestling talk.
I don't have much to add about Mean Girls. I'm just one of them.
I know. I'm trying to get through all this so we can get to your predictions. That's okay. And that's going to be the highlight of the show.
Yeah. Tag Team Battle Royal actually happened. No one cares because all of them are on the team.
So imagine this. So then you're like, okay, this match is for the team captains. And then they finish the match. And they're like, all right, everybody that lost, you're still on the team.
But those guys are the captains.
Yeah, which means nothing.
Yeah, that doesn't count for anything,
yeah,
right?
It's a, what do they call it? Like, incorporations, like the whatever generic title that means nothing.
Oh.
Like, when somebody becomes the vice president of bullshit or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's been my position on this show.
So, real quick on the Tag Team Battle Royal. So, the Tag Team Survivor Series match is a 10-on-10 elimination match, and both sides are going to have 11 people.
I'm telling you, though, maybe one of the New Day, one of the Luchas are on the outside.
Right, but the Raw team card.
Yeah, but they
like
do
the
that with
card?
But they do that with New Day too.
Yeah.
When they're defending, that they always have all three because they don't know which one.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
We're moving into three team tag teams. By the way,
I want it. I want trios tag teams. I want a women's tag team division.
Ah, there's not enough
I would
women.
Watch that.
There is enough women.
There's not. Then who's going to be the singles division?
You can do both.
You can, yeah. Why couldn't you?
I guess.
Look at who the SmackDown Tag Team Champions are. The Bar, Cesaro, and Sheamus. They're both singles guys.
Yeah, but they have any singles matches outside of the bullshit leading up to a pay-per-view where they mix match everybody? How many truly singles pushes or matches have either of them had since they became the Bar?
At one point,
zero.
One of them had like the U.S. title and the tag titles.
From the Bar?
Rollins and Ambrose were the tag
that's
team champions
no,
a week
no,
and a half
ago. That is different. That's the one exception, and it's because they called them the greatest faction in history. That's the one exception.
But
how many other tag team guys are doing individual pushes at the same time now?
I mean, all of the tag teams in both sides, except for...
No, they're all hodgepodges of singles wrestlers.
Except for the Usos.
But once they have, an AOP and an Ascension.
Okay, so you've got three actual tag teams, because Bobby Roode and Chad Gable
New Day.
The New Day were three singles wrestlers.
But they've been a tag team for 5 years.
Right, but they're still three singles wrestlers. Kofi Kingston is like the
97-time
Intercontinental Champion.
I know, but I'm saying they have not gone on to singles pushes since becoming a tag team.
Right.
So that's in the women's division. Once you put those, once you do tag teams, like, I feel like you can't do both.
I don't think.
Because otherwise, then you're just doing it to do it. How about you hire more women and have a legitimate tag team division?
Have more women. They're in NXT.
Okay, well, and I guess a lot of them they just don't use.
Right, the Iconics.
Like, that's a good starting tag team.
Right, you have the Iconics, you have Bayley and Sasha. They would be a great tag team.
The Indestructible Ants.
Yep.
Naya and Tammy.
You've got Roman's cousins.
I'm in for that one.
Or
well, maybe we see it a little more when the four horsewomen come around.
Yeah, when all four of them are there, yeah.
Well, no, because then they could split off into two individual tag teams.
Or they could just do a Freebird-style tag team like the New Day does.
That's true. But with four? This is insane.
No, but going back to your point, Ronda would be the single star of that group. So yeah, you'd have the other
three. She'd be the Roman. The GOAT. Lashley defeats Elias. It's somewhat significant, but not really, because Lashley's now on the Raw team. But the more important thing was before the match, his call to CPS to report
Bobby Lashley kidnapping Leo Rush.
That was pretty funny. He called CPS.
That's good stuff.
I'm very familiar with him. So then we have, but nothing really happens. I mean, Elias loses by count out. Lashley's on the team, but who cares?
Right.
Then we have the whole thing we just already talked about.
Yep.
Sasha Bailey, that match was pointless.
Absolutely pointless.
Michael like,
Cole
literally, yeah.
It out.
What the hell is Cole doing? The point was to set up the attack.
Cole went into business for himself.
Like these HIV cells are doing on my white blood cells. All right. SmackDown from last week. Miz and Daniel Bryan are co-captains.
They announced Shane McMahon as the third person on their team.
Well, he's the best in the world.
Yeah. Also, I don't think
that... It's crazy, Shane.
I also don't think that that is going to stay as a person on the team. So,
who, Shane?
How old is he now?
50 and change.
Yeah.
I'm 50!
He's also the best in the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just smoke some meth and then I win trophies! Dad! SmackDown! What was it? What do we call him?
Gooey?
No. We had like a drug name for him last week, I thought. I can't remember. That's the problem with being the king of bong style. So then we have Usos are captives. Again, this doesn't matter.
No, but it was kind of cool. Like,
unless they let the Usos choose them tonight.
They chose them last night, right after the match.
Oh, I thought the SmackDown ones haven't been revealed yet. I thought it was just Usos a New Day.
Yeah, it's only those five.
But I'm saying they let the new Usos pick the rest of the guys, because that's what it used to. So obviously they didn't really pick them. But back in the day, like the captain, these were the guys he picked.
Right, and that's what's going to end up happening tonight. But as far
then why didn't they do that on Raw? Because they just didn't have enough tag teams.
Because who cares about seeing...
Why isn't the bar on the tag team Raw?
Because they're fighting the AOP in the champion versus champion match.
That's right. Yeah, so see, you know what, though, that they need to do for one fucking year. Give me my wish. I want a traditional Survivor Series card where there's no titles up for grabs. It is just like the old school. So back in the day, when they first started doing this when I was a kid, you'd always have like, there's a team with like the champion, and then usually like if the Intercontinental champion was like a good guy, he'd be on that team. And then like the best tag team or the most popular tag team would be on that team. And then the contenders who they rivaled would be on the other team. So, but it looked like they were actually picking these guys. They don't do that shit anymore. Now they're like, we're going to give you two matches with all the guys that you see for 30 seconds a week thrown together in a match that means nothing except for brand loyalty, which is dumb because like you're all owned by the same company.
Right. And it's not like they even do the drafts every year now where they would get the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah.
They don't do them anymore.
So. No, they just go, well, we're going to mix it up.
Yeah. Superstar shakeup.
But I will say the one flaw they used to have back in the day, like, do you remember like the 1991 Survivor Series? Like, it was a big deal because they were doing like the Survivors match. So like everybody, like you would, whoever won each Survivor individual match would then fight at the end.
Yeah.
But they fucked up because they were like, we're going to have five bad guys and three good guys instead of going 4-on-4.
Right.
They just left it at 3-on-5. And they were like, yeah, no, this makes perfect sense.
Yeah, no, perfect.
Let's see. Becky defeats Nikki Cross
on Nikki Cross's debut, which kind of just
I don't agree because Kevin Owens lost on his debut.
Yeah, but he lost to John Cena.
She lost to the man.
You shouldn't have burned Nikki Cross like that. But also, look at what Kevin Owens has done since he lost to John Cena.
He was part of the Festival of Friendship, one of the greatest segments in the history of the show.
I know that one.
That was fucking hilarious.
That was very good.
So good. Rey Mysterio, I did not watch SmackDown. Rey Mysterio beats Andrade Cien Almas.
Almost.
Okay, give it to us.
Andrade Cien Almas.
I thought Andrade was where I fucked up. I'll be honest with you. Almost. Well, you know, put an O in there.
I'm sorry. I don't make his name.
No, but you should know how I speak. So Rey Mysterio is on the Survivor Series team. Who else do we have for that?
So it's Miz, Bryan, Shane McMahon, Rey Mysterio, and then we find out at the last match.
Oh, that'd be more fun for you to predict.
No.
The last match two lines down from where you're looking right now.
Oh, that's all we have?
Yeah.
This is going to be a short-ass episode.
No, it's not. We got an hour. We got this.
All right. Let's see. Paige. Then Paige announces the women.
Just walks out and is like, here they are. Cool. So it is.
Who we have?
Carmella, Naomi, Sonya Deville, Asuka, and someone. So
I've been watching an old episode this entire time.
Solid.
So we have not gotten my stream.
We also.
Hey, there it is.
Hey.
One view. I guess mine's the only phone that's on there and doing its job.
Mine's doing things like this. You can't hear that at all.
God damn it.
It's hilarious.
Okay, is it Google this, bitches?
No, I wish it was. That'll be next week.
That was highlight of that whole entire segment. That whole Lesnar segment.
That and you should hear this. You're Jewish.
Yeah.
Bro.
It made no sense.
Come on in.
It made no sense whatsoever.
You should really hear this. You're Jewish.
Even Heyman was like, what?
What?
Pretty anti-Semitic incarnate.
I mean, he was talking to the Beast Master.
Oh.
The modern day Maharaja.
I told you, 2018.
He called himself the Beast Master.
He can say that. You can say Master. You can't say Master. All right. Samoa Joe defeats Jeff Hardy to join Survivor Series. God, he's just, I'm so glad I didn't watch SmackDown.
I mean,
I watched the Becky promo, though. Let's talk about that.
Usos and New Day is always entertaining.
Yeah, no, it actually does look like a good episode, but it's just, again, man, they don't do enough. Like, they just started doing all the Survivor Series shit the week before.
Well, there was a lot of backstage stuff that's not on the rundown, like a lot of Miz and Bryan interaction type stuff.
Well, so is Raw going to attack SmackDown tonight?
I think they're going to attack, and Shane's going to get injured, and he's going to have to get replaced. Because no one wants to see Shane McMahon in that Survivor Series.
I do. My dad does. He's super proud of me. Because I'm the best in the world. I win trophies. All right. That was it for SmackDown.
Okay.
Do you want to give us our independent wrestling wrap-up?
I sure can.
Go ahead. Just make it up.
Did anything happen on Impact this week?
So many things.
What happened?
That's men, right?
Yes.
So there were these two guys.
Okay.
And then they fought
played
each
swords.
Other.
Oh.
They fought each other, and then one of them won.
What?
Yeah.
Honestly, in wrestling, that is kind of surprising.
Yeah. Sometimes no one wins, and I get really upset about it.
There was a big debut on Impact last
week. Hold on. I'm running off what she said. The great Rosie Perez once said, sometimes when you lose, you really win. And sometimes when you win, you really lose. And sometimes when you win or lose, you actually tie. I just want to give you guys that.
Yeah.
So go ahead. We did have a big debut on Impact.
Yep.
Someone we saw 5 nights prior.
Yep.
Oh.
Jordynne Grace. I can't believe you don't know who she is.
I don't.
Your husband or your fiance talks about
love?
Her constantly.
Does he love her? Oh,
she's
wait,
the
he
one
met
that's
her,
strong.
Right?
Yeah.
She's really strong.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he
she's
does
super
like
strong.
Her.
Yeah,
he likes her a lot. I don't.
She won with a bear hug.
Oh, we got beef.
Oh, I've seen the shirt.
Yeah, the bear hug.
Oh, now you like her?
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't.
We almost have beef.
That's fine.
Feel free to feud. The show feuds with people all the time.
Yeah,
she can
someone.
Have them if she wants. It's okay. I do. I know her because of the shirt that he has that has her.
The shirt that doesn't
on
make
it.
Sense.
But it doesn't make any. Yeah, because
she's getting
the
a bear
thing
hug
that
from a bear.
Wins the other people.
Or maybe
it
shows
know.
How strong she is to survive an actual bear hug.
Yeah, she also learned.
Maybe
the bear
she
hug.
Learned it. Yes. Yeah,
so that was her
the
teacher.
Bear yeah. hugged her. That, and then now she can murder everyone.
How
whatever.
Do you like? How do you train a bear?
Murder everyone.
Yeah, yeah, whatever it is that she does.
They almost murdered the audience at the Black Label Pro Show. That was where we went, and Black Magic and I, Abra, almost died when two guys were fighting through the crowd. We ran away to what we thought was safety. I still need to see that clip. I want to know how far away I actually was, because in my mind he was coming right at me. And I moved out like a action movie just in time for him to go through into the stage.
Yeah, I also want to see this then.
With his super fast reflexes.
I can imagine how quickly he moved.
He should have hit the hat or something. I would have reacted all late. So what else is going on in the independent world? What about New Japan Pro Wrestling?
Anything in New Japan this week?
That's the one with the flippies all the time.
Yes.
So I am sure that there were some great...
Asian Americans or just Asians.
Great,
that's kind of a 2018.
Acrobatic moves, I think.
There's a lot of acrobatic moves this week.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Well, you know so. Yeah, this whole point of this bit is that you know.
Oh, I know for a fact
that
they flipped over several times.
What was your favorite match?
The one with the most flippies.
The one with the most again. Asians.
That is not
2018.
What I'm saying.
You're gonna get us kicked off of Twitch. So that's a beautiful roundup.
Yeah.
That's finally gotten some good independent wrestling talk on the show.
Everything.
It has been craving for it for so long. The Rassholes have been wanting our in-depth coverage.
Yeah.
Are we ready to move on to our predictions?
And look, we also didn't have to cut that for time, so we didn't have to speed through the independent.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you efficiently cover the independent circuit. Fireball.
Wait, we can't feud with him, too.
Oh, no, yeah, he's going to come back on the show. He's here next week, right?
Yeah, he'll be home.
Miss you, buddy.
We got to see him Sunday.
Miss you. Love you.
What's Sunday?
Survivor Series.
We're
about to cover that.
Oh, good.
We'll have you on.
We're doing this again?
We're going to have you on to cover matches that I miss.
Yes, I love it when we do that.
I know. I'm probably going to miss...
Everyone else loves it, too.
Seth and Shinsuke.
Oh.
AAP. I'm sorry, who's APO?
You know what?
Allied Protection Organization versus
you
the Bar.
You have access to this as well.
So AAOP versus the Bar, and we'll say Buddy Murphy versus Mustafa Ali. I have a feeling those are cigarette breaks.
There is a good chance that you are going to miss Shit Stain.
Yes, I'm going to miss Shit Stain.
Okay, good.
Again, yes. 2018, we call him Asian. So let's get to our Survivor Series predictions.
What do you want to start with? How about we start with the one that's already up on the screen?
Yes. The women's brand match. So this is all the women from SmackDown and Raw.
Okay.
And you need to select which team is going to win and which person or persons will be the remaining members of their team.
So teams I go left or right? Or are they all mixed
the
together,
red,
right?
All the ones in the red?
Right here is the divide. So the girl with the red
She's
hair
crazy,
over.
She's crazy, right?
Hold on. First, though, we also want you to give us the physical descriptions of everyone.
Just name them all.
Yeah, just give them names.
Okay, so they're...
So go ahead. Fresh
one,
point to who we're starting.
Starting with this one.
Use your finger, I think.
I don't know.
Because we can't see what you're moving around. There we go. No, use your finger to point to someone.
Yeah, I was just adjusting it. So
there we go. So right there, who is that?
I don't know who she is. She has very high cheekbones.
So high
I like
cheekbones.
Her. High cheekbones, girl. All right.
And then we have...
That is The Rock's niece.
The Rock's not...
Cousin.
Is it?
Something.
They're related.
Oh, okay.
They're related.
They're actually
like, no.
I am trying to make this a more tolerable
there is
show.
That, listen.
They are Roman's cousins.
I will leave all of you
Rock's
for the
cousin.
Rock, so...
Then we have in the middle... Crazy Cat Lady is what a lot of people call her.
Yeah, I don't... She has a name, but I don't know what it is.
And then Aunt Tammy. That's Aunt Tammy.
That is Aunt Tammy.
That's Aunt Tammy.
Okay.
And then in the back there...
She is really, really nuts.
She's also...
Right? Isn't she the crazy one that's like...
Head shape. Part of her head shape.
Yeah.
Has a similar hairstyle to me,
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's one team. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
That's the Raw team.
That's more people.
Well, there's a missing
person. Hold on,
person.
Yeah, that ghost is not a ghost. That's not a ghost character.
It's actually probably going to be Charlotte Flair.
Well, let's wait.
Okay.
So let's go with what we have.
They need to make that area taller.
So now start with, who is that?
That.
Fresh?
That one.
What would you call her?
Well, I think that she's one of those Bella ladies.
I swear to God, I thought it was Nikki Bella at first, too.
But it is not. But it's not.
So you know what? Let's call her the Lost Bella.
Ooh,
LB.
I like that.
LB.
Yeah.
So then, yeah. Next.
And that's Asuka, because she's going to win everything.
I'm glad you nailed that one. Thank you. I was worried you were going to call
her
Flippy.
Thank you for knowing who Asuka
is. I was worried you were going to call her Flippy.
I wasn't going to call her Flippy. I know.
And then we have?
Not
The Rock's cousin.
I don't. I also.
Yeah,
got to
be careful with this
but
one.
But hold
don't
on,
you?
Wait. She has the hair that glows in the dark.
Yep. Glow hair.
Yep.
Glow hair, and then?
And she looks very strong.
Okay.
And that's all I know about
delicate
her.
Way to put it.
Why? I don't know. I feel like there are more of these people that I don't know than normal.
Oh, yeah, that's the point.
Okay.
So who do you, which team, first let's start, which team do you think is going to win?
A lot of it depends on who the missing lady is, I think.
So last week on SmackDown,
okay,
they offered the position to Charlotte Flair.
Okay.
Charlotte Flair said, you know, I don't know if I can put my differences aside, blah, blah, blah. And so she's thinking about joining the SmackDown team. But she was there last night.
Ooh, or it could be. Oh, no, because I was getting ready to say, if the Rousey-Becky match isn't happening, it could be Becky. But that match wouldn't happen because Becky. Because
now her face is broken.
Yeah.
So Charlotte was at the attack last night.
Okay, so, but Charlotte fought the redheaded lady.
Right.
So why would she
could
not
be Maria
be
Kanellis?
Like, I don't.
Or whatever her name is.
Anyway.
From Extra.
I think that.
Yes.
That the Rock's cousin's team is going to win.
Okay. All right.
And now who's going to be the surviving members? The last people on that team standing?
Because it's an elimination match.
Okay.
So you've got High Cheekbones, Rock's cousin, Crazy Cat Lady, Aunt Tammy, or what do we call her?
I don't remember.
Goth.
Crazy shit.
Emo, goth.
Nutbag.
Nutty. Nutter butter.
Okay.
Can we just call Ruby Riott by her name? Because she's probably the best person in this
Who
match
is
besides
she?
Asuka.
Is that the crazy one?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Ruby
she's crazy.
Riott. Okay.
Crazy eyes.
Crazy eyes.
I'm
so
fine
we have
with
crazy
that.
Eyes.
Crazy eyes.
High Cheekbones,
okay.
Rock's cousin, Aunt Tammy, and Crazy Cat Lady. Who or whom will survive?
The Rock's cousin.
Soul Survivor? Like the only one?
Yeah, because she just like picks people up and throws them. Like she just goes, no.
All right. So you're saying no. Everyone else gets eliminated? Rock's cousin stands tall amongst everyone.
She also breaks everything. Faces.
She does now.
Yeah, she,
apparently.
You know what, though? That's probably the worst faces. Choice. Ah, that bitch fucked up the main event.
Yep.
Yeah, they're not going to do that now.
All right.
She's not going to get a win. She's going to get a HIV.
So next match.
All right. So we now have.
Okay.
On
so
the left, that is?
That is. It's not the one that I call wet hair guy. It's the one that you said his name earlier.
CrossFit Jesus.
CrossFit Jesus. Yes.
I don't know why you were looking at the rundown.
I don't know because it does not say that.
He is taking on.
Shit stain.
There we go. That's. It's better than Flippy. So
I
between
don't mean it like that.
Between Shit Stain and CrossFit Jesus, who do you have winning? Now, neither of the belts are up for grabs. You're going Shit Stain?
Shit Stain.
Just to make up for your horrible language against
shit
the Asian
stain
community earlier?
All the way.
All right. Yeah. Nothing more about that match, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
It's so. Just he wins. Oh, well.
Moving on to the match that may or may not
that's
happen.
That's not going to happen.
It could. These are rumors, so.
And this is supposed to happen on Sunday?
Correct.
Yes.
That's not happening.
Okay, so let's pretend it is.
She's a concussion expert as well.
Yeah.
Visual concussion.
But
machine.
Also, like, if her whole nose is broken, it's not going to be
you can put
fine.
On
Cesaro wrestled with, like, two of his teeth knocked out, and they surgically re-put them back in.
Okay.
He wrestled that Sunday. It happened on Tuesday.
This is going to be very interesting. Because Ronda Rousey needs to win everything.
She is the GOAT.
And
no one here dispute that.
I don't want her to.
Another one for team Ronda might not be ready.
Like, I just... she's really bad at it. She's good at real fighting people. She's really good at that.
She's also been pretty good at the scripted fighting as well. I mean,
because
it's a belt on her shoulder.
Yep. That was all her.
And they don't give those out for everything.
She for sure.
They don't give those out for everything. No. This isn't Lucha Underground.
So, all right. I'm going to say that if this actually happens, that Ronda Rousey's going to win. Even though I don't want her
to. That's the official prediction. Yeah. She's gone with the GOAT. And again, no one here to dispute that.
Not pleased about it.
Next. All right. This is the Raw and SmackDown team match.
Okay.
So, again, on the left is the Raw team, and on the right in the blue is the SmackDown teams. Fresh, you want to start off there on the Raw team to the...
Is Bubble Butt.
Bubble Butt and...
No idea.
Would you just give him a name? That's the point of the segment.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray Cyrus. Let's call him Achy Breaky Heart.
Okay.
ABH. So then we have in the middle, we all know.
That is Boobs Out Man.
Boobs Out. Nip Slip. So then we have.
He's very attractive.
Let's call him Hottie.
Yeah, but I feel like I should know him, right? Is that a normal guy who's on a lot?
Some would say too much. Not me.
Okay.
But we'll just call him Hottie. We'll just call him Hottie.
Hot, yeah. And then, the hot one. He's the demon guy.
There we go. Yep. Demon guy.
Yeah.
So, okay. And then that's the Raw team. And then SmackDown has.
And that's Daddy's Boy.
That's Daddy's Boy. Yeah. Because I'm in trophies. SmackDown Live.
This is the mask guy that Shane you guys were crack. Talking.
Here comes the money. I need $5 for some rock. So Shane O'Crack. And then we have.
You guys were talking about him earlier.
But what would you call him?
The masked.
The mask. No, the mask. It's
the
perfect.
Mask. Yeah.
He's smoking. And then we have.
This guy.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's great for our audio audience. That was the yes chant mime.
Editor's note, that was a yes chant.
Thank you. Just fill it in.
Okay, and then?
All right, and then that is the MTV guy.
You know, it's perfect. MTV.
And I hate him.
I hate him. It's a playoff of he hate me. I hate him. So
I like that. I'm there going we go. With that. I hate him.
So now, which team is
going
to win?
Okay, I have a question. Are they... all going out at the same time.
So
yes.
It's a 5-on-5 tag team match.
So only one of each can be in the ring at the same time, but they have to tag out.
That's not going to happen.
But then also, like, if you get pinned, you're eliminated and you have to go to the back. And then it becomes a 5-on-4 or however.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
it could
end up being one. So you go down, it's elimination.
Yeah, it could end up being 5-on-1, which has happened before.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to go with the red side again.
Okay. So she's saying Raw takes it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently.
And who?
Besides Shit Stain, right?
Yeah,
that's true.
Shinsuke is on.
And who do you think is going to be the sole survivor or survivors?
Well, I would have.
Your options are Bubble Butt, Achy Breaky Heart, ABH, Nip Slip, Hottie, or Demon Guy. Or multiple. You could go with multiple.
Okay. I think that it's going to be the demon guy and Nip Slip.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Yeah, that's...
You heard it here first.
Pretty sure about that.
Nip Slip and Demon Guy. All right, now this...
no idea.
To be fair, I'm about the same level you're at, so let's say...
I've never seen these guys before.
That's a handsome Terhune on the left.
What is the purple belt?
That is the 205 Live Championship.
That's not a thing.
It definitely is.
You know how many people agree with you?
Okay.
Oh, okay. So we have...
And then this Power Ranger has nothing, no belts.
Right.
He does not. So no Power belts. Ranger and Handsome Terhune.
Okay. Well... I'm going with the Power Ranger.
Power Ranger.
Power Ranger all day.
Oh, I love how this is going to play on the podcast.
You want to tell them what the real names are?
I will go back through them here in just a second.
Did we write it down? So I know. Oh, we'll just look at it later. Yeah. It's fine.
So we have.
What's happening here?
So this is on the right. Any of the two of those three can fight, right?
No.
Oh, he's just like a manager now?
Yeah, he's like their muscle.
Okay, so Big Show, which is like Nip Slip plus 100
the
pounds.
Large beard.
Yes. He's not in the match. It's going to be from the left here, Rock's cousins. And then that's Team Raw. Like, they're the tag team champions on Raw.
Okay.
And then on the right here,
the really pale guy.
The really pale guy.
And I don't know his friend.
Well, the really pale guy we call Handsome Terhune as well. And
we
then
can't have
the guy on
of
his
those.
Left. Okay, well then.
He's Punk Rock Terhune.
Punk Rock Terhune, yeah. Punk Rock okay. Handsomer Terhune. And then to the left is his tag team
his
partner.
His tag team partner.
And you would call him?
He is very Manscaped.
Manscaped. Okay, so we have Manscaped and Punk Rock Handsomer Terhune versus Rock's cousins.
Are they actually his cousins as
I
well?
Mean, probably.
Or are we
they're Samoan, I believe. So they're all kind of related.
Sure, they're not Samoan.
I don't think that they are. They don't look the same as him.
Ooh.
At all.
That's
they're not.
Somehow.
No, I think. No, I just.
It's the most
don't
racist
think so.
Way anybody's ever said they don't all look alike. So.
This is a champion versus champion tag team match.
Okay.
It's a regular tag team match.
Okay. We're going to go with Team Manscaped.
All right. So that is the SmackDown champions, Team Manscaped and Handsome Punk Rock Terhune. And then the last match that I have a card for.
Ooh. Clean hair guy.
Yep.
And cauliflower ear.
Clean hair and cauliflower ear.
Yeah, yeah.
Who do you got?
Well, I hate to say it, but cauliflower ear is going to win.
Mm.
And I don't like that because I've got a thing for clean hair guys.
We used to call him a newly divorced dad.
Yeah, yeah.
He comes out to like the fake rap music where it's really country music disguised as rap.
Yeah.
And he used to have an earring and mm-hmm. he was the cool dad. So you heard it here first, folks. The big main event. We have cauliflower ear
going
once
over.
Again going over clean hair guy.
All right. So really,
the reigning defending universal champion, cauliflower ear.
Yep. You should hear this. You're Jewish.
Yeah.
So real quick, the match that neither of you knew who they were. It was Mustafa Ali versus Buddy Murphy.
That is Handsome Terhune and Power Ranger.
Right. And then on the pre-show is going to be
a tag team. Hold on. I want to read it as it is on the rundown. So we have really long pre-show tag team match that doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Take a guess. Just pick a winner.
Of these people?
Just no.
No.
Oh. Of a match you know nothing about. Neither even knowing the participants. Just say something.
Oh, God.
Like make up a, like you could say they have greasy hair, wet hair. But
are these ladies or men?
It's men.
It's men. All right. I am going to call the winner Big Muscle Man.
Whoever, we need to look up who is in that match.
Big Muscle Man.
I know who it is. Biggie.
Wait, the New Day's in that?
Yeah.
I thought the New Day was in the tag team.
That is the tag team match. Really long.
Oh, we already picked it. We already picked it.
No.
Oh, we didn't do the tag team one.
That's the pre-show. Really long, stupid
okay,
match
gotcha.
That doesn't matter.
Gotcha. No, 100%. Okay, I'm on board.
It's going to be
or
on
it could
the
be one of the Ascension.
Now, hold on. The New Day, those are the guys that play the instruments, right?
Yes, and throw pancakes.
I thank
They're
you in
not
2018
winning.
For describing him
that guy's
way.
Not winning anything.
Oh, so now Big Muscle Guy's losing?
Yeah, I
you
don't.
Got beef with the New Day?
Go ahead. Get it out there.
Why?
Beef with everyone.
With the pancakes.
Because
I
it's
don't understand
fun.
It.
Wrestling is supposed to be just, fun.
It does look sticky.
It makes a mess.
It
guys.
Does. It really does make a mess.
It just makes a mess.
I swear, sometimes when
somebody
I watch them
has
do
to
stuff
clean
like
that up.
The food fight, yeah, I swear to God, I'm like, oh, that's going
to
be
somebody has to clean
later.
It up, and I just think that, you
and
know.
People love those pancakes. How many times do you think
do
Big
people
E wipes
eat them?
His ass with those pancakes
Do you think somebody
they take
eats those pancakes?
Like, if they're in a market.
Probably.
Oh, there's people in the crowd do all the time.
Because they throw them through the air.
Like, how many times, like, if they're in a market, they don't like, oh, fuck, we're in Kansas City. Just wiping their ass with those pancakes and then throwing them out as kids gobble them up.
Just because you have beef with Kansas City doesn't mean that the New Day does.
They take all my beefs.
The New Day's just got your back?
Yes.
All right.
That's good.
So
you wanted to stall for 36 more minutes?
No, we have I mean, I can talk about Survivor Series, like the actual matches if you want, but
go ahead.
All right, so going back, I think AJ Styles is actually going to beat Brock Lesnar.
Ooh. Now, are you saying that because what the What Culture guy said with the spoiler thing?
No, because I think AJ Styles, I don't think Brock has to win all the time. It's been proven that he doesn't.
Well, so I also like, I agree with what he said on that What Culture video, which was that Strowman's probably getting involved, nip slip.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I also think we were talking on the way up here. I also think that Strowman or Baron Corbin's going to get involved in the 5-on-5 match and cost Raw their
goes against what our wrestling expert said.
Cost Raw.
She's picking Nip Slip and Demon Guy.
I think he's going to cost Raw the match so he doesn't have to fight Braun Strowman.
Do you think he's going to? Okay, so do you think it's going to be a thing where Strowman?
It comes down to Strowman.
Wait, no. What if? Okay, so what if they do that match last?
Okay.
And Strowman comes out during the Lesnar-Styles match.
Right.
And gets into it, and then Lesnar destroys Strowman after that. Strowman's out of the Raw match. And then Corbin is put in as the replacement, and then costs the match.
Yeah, I mean...
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is the one thing on this show, the traitors, Terhune and I, said we would never do, which is fantasy booking.
If Ronda and Becky happens, I think Becky has to win. I mean, I honestly, just for storyline purposes, I think she has to win. Seth versus Shinsuke, like I said earlier, could be match of the night.
Wait, how so you're going to have Rousey's first loss? I mean, you're saying she has to win clean?
No, she just has to win. Like, okay. She can't go out there and get destroyed by Ronda Rousey.
She doesn't have to get destroyed, but it could be a good match that she loses.
I don't think so.
I think it's more important to protect Ronda because she's technically undefeated.
I think it's more important to protect the person who's actually built from within and has been doing more on social media.
That's adorable. How many times in history have they gone that route?
I'm just saying from, like, she is doing more currently than any other woman has done in the recent past to bring eyes to the product.
You mean since Ronda Rousey showed up and it was all over ESPN and CNN?
Okay,
and
Becky Lynch has been literally everywhere the exact same way that Ronda Rousey was, and she was built from WWE. She didn't come through UFC. She didn't come in as a celebrity, which is what Ronda Rousey did, whether you like it or not.
Oh, no, I admit wholeheartedly she did, but she's also not coming in like a celebrity who doesn't take it serious.
No,
she's showing up week to week.
Absolutely.
She's getting better at promos. She's getting better with everything.
I mean, she's arguably getting better at promos.
She is. You guys just hold her up to a higher standard.
She made
go back and remember some of those face Becky Lynch promos when she was Aunt Becky.
Yeah, she talked shit about millennials. A person she called a millennial who is literally the same age as her. They are both 31 years old.
I don't think she was saying that. I think she was saying she's like a millennial man.
No, she called her the millennial man.
Yeah, because she's saying she wears, you know, I mean, she does wear a lot of millennial stuff.
Okay.
Who are we talking about?
Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch.
Oh, okay.
Red hair.
Yeah, so she said, Ronda Rousey said those things about the red haired lady.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, the redhead girl said some pretty bad things about her, too.
Oh, that she came in and just got handed a title shot on the red carpet? Because that happened.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Was it not Aunt Naya who offered the match?
I'm just telling you what happened, man.
Was that not how it went? Did Aunt Naya not challenge
goat? Because I'm sure Nia Jax books the show. Vince had nothing to do with that.
Not anymore, she doesn't.
Also, I don't know how
Nia... I said there wasn't enough HIV in that episode.
I don't know how Nia Jax is going to remain in a title picture ever, because she has legit hurt two people in the last month.
She's just too strong.
Well,
it's from all those. Well, yeah, remember, like during the day, she's carrying around soccer bags and orange slices and like coolers and stuff because you got to get her kids to soccer practice before Raw. And then she's going, so she's already lifting probably her afternoon workout while her kids are at school.
Yeah.
She's
not
badass,
her fault.
She's the most badass soccer mom in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we still got another 31 minutes.
Go ahead, content.
All right, let's get back into this Nia Jax as a soccer mom. She brings like orange slices and grapes for the kids that don't like oranges.
That's nice of her.
Because she can carry them all one trip. Yeah,
what kind of drink?
I would say it's she has Capri Suns, but if anyone were to have a juice allergy, she also has just the small bottled waters, like the small little, ice mountains. Yeah, the little tiny ones. Yeah. And of course, she has sandwiches for her kids.
Yeah, your own kid deserves the best.
That's right. Thank she has sandwiches.
Yeah.
And then she has the little
I could imagine that her children wouldn't be very small. They would be pretty hungry after playing. Like,
well, her kids?
She's a big lady, so her children are
probably, she ends up eating the sandwiches during the game. Sorry, kids. You know how much shit mom's got done today? I had to go to the dry cleaners to pick up my outfit for Survivor Series, and then I had to go get my hair did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know why she had to go to the dry cleaners to pick up her outfit for Survivor
there was
Series?
Blood. Becky Lynch's blood all over it. Let's go with the greatest segment. What is to you?
Oh, no.
Throughout history, give me a subject.
The greatest debut.
In history?
Yes.
Of
outside of WWE. I'm giving you all
every,
time.
No. Of every
any debut. Any debut. Michael Jackson on that whatever show was with the Jackson 5.
Series debut of a TV show.
Yeah.
Oh, ER.
Ooh, ER. You're calling that the best? That's a good conversation. It's the best TV series premiere ever. You're going ER.
Cheers.
Oh.
He agrees with you.
Cheers. No.
Oh,
he's not saying that. He's saying
he
the show.
The TV show Cheers.
The show. That was the
pilot of Cheers is
the
best pilot,
pilot
in
of Cheers.
I know the worst pilot in history. Family Matters. Yeah, that's right. Reginald Vell Johnson. I'm calling you out.
I can't answer this about wrestling because I've watched no one debut.
That's fair.
I mean, I've watched everyone debut because I am
of
entire.
Now you're not
wrestling.
Doing a great job of keeping
because
up your
I'm,
wrestling expert
yeah,
title.
Well,
your
I
all-time
know.
Favorite wrestling match that you've seen.
Okay, I would say. Oh gosh.
See, it's
just
so many. There's so
there are
many
so
to
many
choose
of them. There's
okay,
so
who's
many
your
good
favorite
ones.
Wrestler of all time.
I
feel free to
I,
refer to them as you would.
Yeah, I really, really enjoy Clean Hair Guy.
Clean Hair. Okay.
I want him to win all of the time. I think he's just a nice man.
That's a win for single dads everywhere.
I think. Yeah.
Would you say he's phenomenal?
Yeah. Yes, because that's his name, right?
Oh.
He has something to do with that.
I had to let the audio people know who we were talking about.
They know who Clean Air Guy is by now.
They don't.
I've done this show
He's
before,
the guy that's going to lose the cauliflower ear, Fresh.
He is.
Can we wrap up? Because I don't think we can do this for another 27 minutes.
People don't want to hear it.
No. We do have some. We do have a last thing to talk about, though. Let me know when you're ready.
Sure.
You're not ready. Okay, so I don't know if you know this. We, on the show here, have been feuding with one Mr. Turkey. Actually, the birth of that feud was on our live stream here from what used to be Roman's Yard or Roman's Kitchen or wherever the hell we were.
Yeah.
It was Roman's Yard.
I started this show with a guy named Brent Terhune.
Yes.
He looks like an unhandsome punk rock guy we showed you earlier. And he abandoned the show, our fans, the Rassholes, and myself.
That is
and became
shameful.
Big time Brent with all of his views, the million viewer man, because he does these little characters. He's these little characters he does because he can't live in reality. That's right. He can't accept the HIV. But I don't do characters. I don't. I keeps it real. And in fact, I have a message and a challenge for him.
Saturday, December 1st, Goodrich, Michigan, Bull Ring of Honor. I'm coming to take that title, Turkey.